RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
7 a.m. Good morning. Here on a Saturday in August, it is Tee to Green coming your way for 2 hours today. It's PGA Championship week, as we do for the four majors. We go double the time. Tee to Green coming your way, presented by the Western New York PGA, which we'll talk about for quite a bit here throughout the show today. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Michelob Ultra, Custom Turf, and our home clubs where we are today, Fox Valley and Tantara and Briarwood. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, and also with us, Western New York PGA Executive Director Steve Barkowski, as we're coming your way for 2 hours here today from the Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. Lots on the PGA Championship coming up over the course of the 2 hours, so we'll have a full breakdown, our opinions of what has gone on so far in the first 2 days from Quail Hollow. We'll talk with Steve throughout hour number one. He'll be joining us here from 7 to 8. We'll talk PGA Championship. We'll talk about the Western New York PGA and what Western New York PGA does across Western New York. So we'll have that throughout the first hour. Second hour, PGA Pro Tim Freeze, who's a regular contributor to the show from Transit Valley. He is down at the event at Quail Hollow at the PGA Championship, working very hard, by the way.
Yeah.
And he's going to join us in hour number two.
Every 2 weeks in a row, we've had a Freeze on the show. We had David Freeze from Oak Hill.
That's right. That's it.
Yeah, Freeze is working real hard. Yeah.
That's right. Kevin, good morning. A view here from the Western New York PGA cabin, the headquarters here at Fox Valley.
I was going to take a vote between the three of us to see if this could be our permanent studio. Like this patio.
We have to build it.
You're more than welcome.
No, I was going to. I was going to work on Steve to build that.
Oh, Steve
that.
To build
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yes. Thank you, Steve, for the welcome there. Yeah, this is a cool spot.
Yes,
matter of fact, I'm going to start post-round coming over here and just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, if you feel like you're in the woods.
Yeah.
You got the creek babbling in front of us, the woods, the trees. It's nice. It's relaxing.
I get the brick oven pizza going over there.
Yeah, it's verdant, yes.
In that little stove. I'll talk to Ray over here at Fox Valley and see if I can do that at Men's League night.
I'm not even putting my hand near that stove, I'll tell you that.
Well, you shouldn't, Jeff. I mean, it is hot. So.
No, it's old.
Absolutely.
Steve Barkowski, the executive director of the Western PGA, is with us. Steve, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the cabin at Fox Valley.
Yes, it is a nice spot. The overlook of the ninth and the first tee right from here.
It's club championship weekend here at Fox, by the way. So
round two today.
Round two.
Course
today.
Looked in great shape when I was walking around.
Yeah, we can. We'll see which members come up and play. I might heckle a few. Someone might just say, "All right, quiet."
What time does the round start?
I don't know. I didn't look at the tee times on it, so I'm not playing in it. So I'm playing in a charity event later today. So I booked that way earlier in the season, not looking at the golf calendar here at Fox Valley. So.
Many of the members breathing a sigh of relief, right, Kevin. Right. Competitively, you will
no
not
doubt
be playing.
I figured there was a qualifier and you just
take out. Nice.
Believe me, it's always some 20-year-old kid, right, who can hit the ball a mile and makes putts.
Well, I want the over-under on how many charity events you play in a year.
Whew.
Yeah.
You know what?
We got 2 hours.
What do you think it is? real quick, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say 12.
That's a good over-under line right there.
I'm going to say 12.
I was going to guess 15.
Mm. 15 might be the over this year. Although the most I played in 1 year was our late great friend Mark Pacer.
Yep.
Whom I still miss. Just drove by his site the other day. Anyhow, the one summer he and I played in a lot of them together. Mm. And Mark was just a great guy. And I had played in 23.
Woo.
23 charity events.
I got 6 rounds in so far.
Yes.
I think I got 7.
And it's a 23, that's a lot.
Yeah.
that's a lot
of scrambles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm thrilled to be helping out the charities. Because golf raises a lot of money for a lot of great causes, not only here in Western New York, but all the way on PGA Tour. You know, they're nonprofits set up that way to donate monies back in their community, the tour events. And locally, you know, the Monday outings are here, and they've leaked over throughout the week. I just played in one at the Park Club last week for ECMC, and they do a great job with it. And so golf really brings people together and raises a lot of money and awareness for the causes out there and people in need.
And one thing, when we were here a few weeks ago, we did our Duster Challenge, our putting event, and had a great time. And part of the reason of the proceeds for the day, we were able to donate to the Western New York PGA Foundation. I know Steve's going to talk a little about that in a minute here, Kevin. But
the great work that they do.
Yes. But I mean, like those events like that are what golf is about. I know that just from watching the PGA Championship coverage this week on TV, we've heard from various PGA members and some of the board of directors talking about just what they're doing for communities. Every time golf goes around the world doing what they do, there's, in some sense, there's always some sort of charitable work going on, which is, I think, one thing that's attractive to all of us about the game is the giving back
portion. Well, and the nice part is, and, you know, I'll use our event, the Duster Challenge. You don't have to be good.
Right.
You don't have to be, you know, great. Everybody can putt. And so everybody can participate in that, and it's an event. It's fun, and oh, by the way, we're raising money for charity, so life's good.
And that's couple years ago, I tried to gather the data on how much the Western New York PGA raises in a year through all their Monday events, through the foundations, throughout the years. It's really hard because there's so many events. Every club pro is having an event on a Monday, and there's a charity here and a charity there. And as you said, we talked about this before, it is a great thing about golf that we always – it's one of those games that's always giving back. I mean, the core concept of golf, almost every tournament you have is for some charity. There's not for-profit golf tournaments. They're all for charities.
Well, and you just look at it around the golf, and this is a great thing to bring Mr. Bartkowski in here to talk about it. You know, it's your professionals, Steve. It is the equipment manufacturers whom you guys do business with who donate gear to it. It is the facilities who donate rounds of golf and other items. It is food vendors here in Western New York and, Michelob Ultra through Triad Distributing. They donate a lot. I know your partners at Certo donate certainly a lot to not only you but, other events. So, it's everybody coming together.
You're right. It's a group effort. I mean, I just think about our PGA Hope program here with the veterans, and one, Fox Valley donates the range for us. Two, Titleist gives us golf balls to use. And three, we had clubs from all around our areas, our PGA professionals that donated equipment for the veterans for us to be able to just run it as free of charge to them. So it's a group effort. And yes, like Jeff said, our PGA professionals raise a ton of money we can't even, you know, kind of quantify throughout the year. I mean, we were just at our Holiday Valley Pro-Am. They raised $8,000 for the local library down there. And, I mean, that's week in and week out every day at the different clubs. So, you know, when the web.com was in town, the tournament director actually said a pretty interesting thing that I took back, that how he quantifies a successful tournament. It's not who the winner was or what the round was or how the weather was. It's how much money did you raise for charity, because that's the bottom line in tournaments and that's the bottom line of golf. You give back to the game.
Steve Barkowski from the Western New York PGA joining us here as we are at Fox Valley and on the patio of the Western New York PGA cabin. Brian Koziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. We're with you for 2 hours. It's PGA Championship week here on WGR. The cabin itself is a spot that the Western PGA moved into, what, about maybe a year and a half ago?
Last year. Spring.
Yeah. So I know we had you on earlier in the year, but just I think that there's still some people and obviously some new listeners with us here this morning. Can you just maybe talk about the cabin, talk about maybe just the daily kind of process of what the Western PGA does so people can kind of hear what sort of impact and what things are happening here in Western New York golf-wise.
And tell us what you thought about Sammy Watkins being here. All right,
no. Well, first of all, I'll tell you what, I haven't had the opportunity to just sit out on this patio in the morning, but I think I might try to do this more often. This is a pretty nice view out here. But the Western New York PGA, we have about 275 PGA professionals around Buffalo, Rochester, and Erie, PA, such as Jeff Mitas, your head pros, assistant pros, teaching pros at the clubs, and the idea of the Western New York PGA and what our mission is to grow the game of golf. So what we do, we run junior programs, we run foundation programs, basically a ton of programming and tournaments to get kids and those that are, you know, really unable to get into golf, make the sport inclusive. You know, our main goal is continuing to grow the game in the Western New York section, whether it be through, you know, teaching veterans on the range, whether it be through, we have 240 kids on our junior tour that play week in, week out. There's different ways we do that. And you know, the best thing about it is seeing these PGA professionals day in and day out what they do at their clubs, because it's amazing to me how inspiring these PGA professionals are. You know, Jeff's up this morning on the radio show, and then I'm sure he's going back to park to do whatever they do, 190 rounds today. But they work really hard, tirelessly, day in and day out. And, you know, you look back at some of the best players in the world, Jordan Spieth. I don't know if you've been watching the PGA Championship and the hashtag ThanksPGAPro. Every good player in the world has been taught by a PGA professional, I guarantee you. These individuals around Western New York are the most knowledgeable in the business, whether it comes to swing, whether it comes to just getting into the game of golf. So I encourage everyone who's listening to this show, if you're thinking about getting interested in the game of golf or you'd never really thought about doing it before, call me. Call me at the office here. Send me an email. I'll hook you up with a PGA professional, and they'll just try it. You know, it's go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And the reason you go to a PGA professional, this is what we do all day, every day.
Right.
If you're taking advice from your buddy and your buddy's telling you to keep your head down, you know, you took your eye off the ball, keep your left arm straight, throw the club out at the target, you need to do the point. They have no idea what they're talking about, to be honest, most of the time. And they're just passing along old adages that they've heard, and it's not helping your game. And if you're going to get into the game, it's not expensive. It's to get a few lessons, to get started, to run through some of these programs. Just grab a friend. Like I always tell, you know, people, get a buddy or get a girlfriend if you're a woman, and go get a lesson with somebody. It's actually fun. You'll have fun, and then you'll see why people love the game of golf and why we do what we do in our industry.
Well, I always say, like, if you have a root canal, who are you going to? Are you going to a buddy or are you going to a dentist? You're going to the professional. When you're trying to get in golf, go to the PGA professional because you want to learn the best. And if you learn from your buddy, you may not learn the best tactics and you may not enjoy the game, but if you learn from a PGA professional, you're going to have more fun.
I've seen hundreds of thousands of golf swings, yes, and we've analyzed tens of thousands of people on video, and your buddy, he's not doing that during the day. So
what is the what is the most common piece of advice that you hear from people giving to someone else? Both of you chime in on this. That is incorrect.
Oh, I love to keep your head down.
Yeah.
Keep your head down. You're not keeping your eye on the ball. Oh, you didn't even watch it. And then I always demonstrate that I can swivel my head out of the way. And, like, you know, you watch a lot of good players, or their eyes are actually turned towards a targeted impact. You can hit balls with your eyes closed. It's people's heads never pop up. It's their hips thrust forward. And that's when people will top it or lose their angles or miss their shot. The other one I like is throwing the club out towards the target. Like, it's a straight line. Ooh, just swing that club out to the target. Never. That's a funny one, actually. But so those are the ones I hear. You know, you get
the incorrect ones.
Yeah, the incorrect ones. Left arm straight. You know, those.
So now we should just tell our friends, hey, you're throwing your hips out.
Yeah.
Instead of picking your head up. No, yeah. Your hips are thrusting forward.
Yeah.
There, right,
you know. Yeah, you're losing your angles. Yeah, you want to maintain your angles.
No, what you guys are right about is, you know, you've seen so many swings through lessons and repetitive. And
just being on the range. And,
right, man. Yeah. Well, knowing your own swing and knowing how to correct that. You can spot something right away, what's been done. Mm-hmm. And Mark Immelman is a golf coach who I work with sometimes on PGA Radio. And we'll talk about golf swings at tournament. Like, wow, he'll see a swing and immediately – you know, do that from Gibbon, you know, seeing those hundreds of thousands of swings and teaching his brother Trevor and just all these things. They can spot it immediately, you know, what things are. So, yes, PGA pros are experts. If you – listen, you spend so much money in this game, equipment, greens fees, looking like Ricky Fowler, you know, all these things – Why not learn?
White belt. I like the white belt.
Why not learn how to use it correctly. If you're going to spend all that money, invest in it. It's like buying a sports car but not learning how to drive it correctly, right? I mean,
oh yeah. And then when I get together with guys like Tim Freese, what do you think we're talking about? You know, we're talking about golf swings and how people load the shaft in their downswing and all these things that you know, as golf professionals, you do day in and day out, and it only makes you better. And then you've got some of the best, you know, we've got some of the best golf and golf facilities in the country here in Western New York, some of the best teachers. And we've been, you know, I've been fortunate coming up through the ranks that I've worked with some great teachers and have made me better teachers. So that's what we're passionate about. I think you can hear it in our voices as we talk about it.
And to add on to that, these PGA professionals, they go through constant training. So they'll get together, and we've got, for example, we've got one of the best teachers in really the country, Michael Breed, coming here in the fall, and our PGA professionals are going to learn from him. They have education that continues, so they keep learning, and they keep learning the new tactics, and they're going to bring that to their members.
Yeah, new ways to teach, new things that we find out are important. Science has developed in golf. I mean, you take the TrackMan technology that's in golf now and how it's changed golf teaching. It's been a revolution, actually. I mean, to have raw data and numbers on every shot has changed how we teach. Now, do you need that every time you're hitting golf balls? No. But does it give an instructor a baseline to know where to work? And especially when you're dealing with better players, that's when you can really start to fine-tune things that maybe you can't pick up when the club head's going 125 miles an hour at the golf ball.
Brian Colesiel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, and from the Western New York PGA, Steve Barkowski with us here as we are live at the Western New York PGA cabin as Box Valley here at Lancaster. 2 hours today. Tim Freese, who, of course, Western New York PGA Pro down at Quail Hollow for the PGA Championship. He'll join us in hour number two to give us his perspective. He's had some unique things that he's doing this week. He's announcing some of the players either off hole number one to start their round or as they walk up 18. I think one thing that some tournaments will do this, if you haven't been at a pro event, some tournaments everybody announces you on hole one to start, but some also will do another welcome as they walk up the 18th, and I know that Tim is a part of that as well.
How betting.
That's right.
He got some FaceTime the
Open
other day.
Champion.
He did. They had that, I think, Thursday, right? Yeah. He was on? Yeah.
And I wish I'd have seen that.
He was all excited today. He said that, he goes, I might have to come on about 15 minutes later. He goes, I'm in the media center doing some introductions, so I'm sure Tim's going to, he's excited.
Oh.
You know Tim, he's excited for that.
I will have to hear about this for weeks. Yeah, he gets geeked out for that stuff, as I would too. It's pretty cool. And, you know, and he serves on the national board. So he's traveling. He's dealing with the day-to-day operations of a massive organization with tentacles throughout every state. And this is one of the rewards. He gets to do cool stuff like that.
One thing that I think we should mention too, because, you know, We assume people that are listening to Tee to Green right now are hardcore golfers, but we also know there's people that are listening here today. And these phrases we throw out all the time, and this is a week that I feel like it always deserves a little clarification of the PGA Championship, the PGA Tour, and, you know, there's the USGA, and, you know, at times when we talk about European and the RNA, what they do.
And the European Tour.
And the European Tour, and I feel like that, especially with the word PGA, I think a lot of casual golf fans that maybe there's a lot of people that are sports fans in Buffalo. We know this passionate sports fan base here in Western New York, and people watch the majors. But why is this tournament different, Steve? It's the PGA Championship. It's run by the PGA of America. How is this different from the other golf entities and just this tournament itself? And maybe just a little clarification on these different bodies that are within golf, because I'm sure there's people that even consider themselves golf fans that maybe don't know kind of what each entity does and what each group does.
Yeah, Steve, first, before you answer, do people think you're a tour player when they see the PGA
logo?
Well,
my favorite thing is when growing up, when I started working in the PGA, and my favorite question was, hey, do you know Tiger Woods?
Yeah, right.
Of course, yeah, I talk to him on a daily, day-to-day basis.
That's right.
Now, the PGA Tour and the PGA of America and the USGA and the Masters, these are all different organizations. PGA Tour is more focused on the tournaments and the playing. PGA of America is the largest sports industry in the world. So, like I say, the Western New York PGA, they're one of the 41 sections across the country that's part of the bigger body. Like Tim Free sits on the national board.
It's the largest sports organization.
29,000 PGA professionals across the country. Wow. And it's an organization. It's a member organization. So what the PGA of America does and what I do is we serve our PGA professionals. We help them with anything they need. Now, when you're talking major championships, if we go through starting with number one, the Masters, that's run by the Masters. They have their own committee that they run that tournament. Then you go on to the U.S. Open. That's run by the USGA, the amateur body.
The United States Golf Association.
United States Golf Association.
Who also does
handicapping. Correct.
And they do, and they're a big part of the rules.
Right.
Golf.
Rules and handicapping are their forte.
In conjunction with the Royal Nation.
Right.
Come up
Correct.
With the rules of golf.
Correct. So if you look from a perspective in our area, the Buffalo District Golf Association and the Rochester District Golf Association, they fall under the USGA. That's kind of their member organization, like the PGA of America is our member organization. Then you move on to the British Open or the Open. That's run by the RNA, the Royal and Ancient. And then you get to our major, the PGA Championship, and that's run by the PGA of America. You know, we've got Tim Fries, who's on our local board and who sits on the national board. He's there announcing on the tee because that's part of his duties. All of the rules officials at the event this week are PGA professionals. They sit on the board at the national level and
There's
run the event.
There's 20 PGA professionals? 20?
Yep.
PGA professionals
right.
that qualify
Correct.
For starting at our local events and then to the national event to get in this event also.
Correct. And Tim last year played in the senior PGA.
The senior version
of it, yeah,
yes.
we just actually had our local qualifier for next year. So there's basically two stages before you get to the PGA Championship. Every section runs a local qualifier, which we just held at Arrowhead in July. Tim Fries actually won that event, and we had three that qualified for the National Professional Championship, which is a field of 312 PGA professionals for 20 spots into the PGA Championship. I bet that's easy to get through. But
yeah.
That's kind of one of our partnerships with the PGA Tour. The PGA Championship started by the PGA of America. We bonded with the PGA Tour, and part of the agreement is that we get spots into what it is our event. I mean, obviously, they still have the Tiger Woods and the Rory McIlroys and Jordan Spieths that are in there, but there's 20 club pros like Jeff Mitis playing this week at Quail Hollow, which is a pretty cool, neat. Omar Oresti, I think, made the cut. He's a PGA professional.
And obviously, it's hard because these guys, for the most part, are working day jobs. You know, we're given lessons during the day. We're running tournaments and, you know, to try to compete with the best athletes and the best players in the world. It's a nice opportunity for us. And now
the amount of practice that the PGA professionals get versus the tour pros.
Yeah,
it's not even in the same ballpark.
They'll hit more
right?
balls in a day than I will in a year, literally. Yeah. But now we're moving the PGA Championship to May.
That is the new announcement. Moving it to May. I think it's a great choice.
I think
so
it's,
do I.
Yeah,
I think it's
I,
a great choice.
I think this was done a while ago. They floated the balloon.
Yeah.
To see what the reaction was. But, yeah, I think it was no secret that this was happening in the world of golf. It makes sense. You know, the Players' Championship used to be in March. It goes back to March. So that's a shift. The genesis of it, too, because the PGA and PGA Tour are big backers of the Olympics, golf and the Olympics. So you had that issue last year, but just really a compact schedule between the Open, the Olympics, and the PGA Championship, or I had that wrong, right? It went Open, PGA, then Olympics?
Yes.
Okay, so you had those so closely together, and that's a lot of stress on the golfer. I know, boo-hoo for them, but you know what? You want the best competition you can. You want these guys at peak. I mean, it's mentally draining to compete in those things, and you want guys, and you want all the people competing. So what they've done is they made a big-time event, a major, if you will, in every month. The Players is called the fifth major. It's the biggest tournament on the PGA Tour. So that happens in March. Masters in April. You've got the PGA Championship in May, U.S. Open in June, Open Championship July, and then the Tour Championship for the FedEx Cup in August. It all gets completed before NFL starts.
It ends before bill season.
Right. Perfect. Yes.
It's good for us, too.
And that was, I think that you had the playoffs, which started to build up, and then week one of the NFL would come. And let's face it, we know it happens in this town, but there's a ton of people that love golf. The week one and two of the NFL, like, people want to watch that too. And I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that golfers also like watching the NFL. I know that in some sense they're competitors, but there's nothing wrong with you're a hardcore Bills fan and you're a hardcore golfer at the same time. And it's tough. It's week one of the NFL. And, oh, by the way, the third leg of the PGA playoffs, PGA Tour playoffs, is going on at the same time. Like, I understand that conflict. And you know, one of the things that I think is smart is, hey, you finish it on Labor Day weekend, right before week one of the NFL, and now you're maximizing and you're getting that build up. And essentially, as you said, Kevin, now the big-time tournaments start a little earlier in the year. Now, we always think in the Northeast here, well, the golf season starts when the Masters start. Well, we might get that feeling a little earlier now with the Players in March and the anticipation. Our seasons are kind of even weather-wise are getting better here. I mean, we can get the season going a little earlier.
You have a gap between the majors, like even the Players. There's a pretty long gap between the Masters and the Players and then the U.S. Open. Right. So now you've closed that gap. There's one every month. Bing, bing, bing.
It's over 2 months right now between the Masters and the U.S. Open.
And you have the Ryder Cup moving a little earlier in September.
They have more, but they have flexibility
to move
that. They
have more flexibility, absolutely.
It doesn't have to be
the Ryder Cup, President's Cup. And then the real good news, I read this right? Pete Bevacqua, PGA of America, did I pronounce his last name right?
Yeah, you did.
Committed to Oak Hill. Hey, yeah, we're excited to go to Oak Hill in 2020. We were there last week. There was some like, well, we'll have to see. Like, we're planning for it. And listen, we know the people in Western York, people in Rochester can get the build out done. I mean, we're hardy people. They'll work and make it happen. And I think it was great for your organization to show faith in Oak Hill, that great golf course, to say, you know, they're gonna be all right. They're gonna make this happen.
I think it's only gonna help attendance at the PGA Championship in 2023. I mean, around here, when does golf season start?
Yeah.
Pools open on Memorial Day weekend. That's when everyone gets excited about golf around here.
Yeah, next year I'm waiting a little longer.
I think it's gonna be a home run of event here, and I think moving forward for the PGA of America, and Pete Bevacqua was a smart guy. He gets it. TV ratings are higher then. People are more excited about golf than in August. I think it's gonna be home run all around. And Oak Hill is a top class facility, top 100 in the world. They're going to have no issue getting the golf course ready or anything ready.
I mean, they've hosted everything you could possibly host in the history of golf.
They're hosting the Senior PGA 2019 in May.
Yeah,
it's no different.
So they're not going to have a problem. The only thing is the weather could be poor, as we know.
But it could be poor anywhere.
Hey, saw this yesterday. For the sixth year in a row, the PGA Championship has had a weather delay due to rain, thunderstorms, that sort of thing.
In August.
In May, there's the thunderstorm chance is much lower. So, yes,
snow,
you might have colder temperatures, but I can guarantee you that players would rather throw on a sweater or a sweatshirt or whatever than have to deal with playing 95 degrees down in Charlotte.
Yes.
You know what I want to see? I know we're doing a long segment here, but we got 2 hours, so we can. I know the executive producer of the show. He's sitting across from me. But anyhow, I'll be interested to see if they move the Tour Championship around, like give –
different courses, you're saying.
Well, maybe Atlanta Athletic Club gets a PGA Championship down the road, and that year the Tour Championship goes Hazeltine or something. Like, basically, to me, to see if that gets moved a little bit. I know it's tied to Coca-Cola, a big sponsor of the PGA Tour with a tour championship, but I think it opens itself up. Jay Monahan, the PGA Tour commissioner, who is a very good and genuine guy, I said there's a lot of logistics to work out. I think that might be part, could be part of the discussions. There's tournaments that are going to have to be moved and shifted. WGC event in Mexico might have to be shifted for the Players' Championship. So there's a lot of things that are going to be at work, and I also think it's going to make some more attractive events in the fall, too.
Yeah.
Because of some of the movement of tournaments. So all around, I mean, there's 46 weeks they compete, the professionals do, the PGA, 46 weeks out of 52. So I think it's really making a great attractive schedule, and the heart of that season there's great tournaments in February, but you got March through August. It's going to be great.
No, I think it makes sense. And I think if we're solely looking at it from a PGA championship perspective, I think it's about as good as you can get in terms of a
And 2019, quick note, they're playing the PGA Championship right at Bethpage in New York, and then they come down the road for the Senior PGA Championship. It's a cool little trip
that
you can do.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
Hit up both spots in New York.
I'm in.
That's right. We're in. We'll do the shows both on site.
Yes. I'll be old enough to play in both of them. That'll be great.
Perfect.
Yeah, if you play.
I better start working on my game.
I'll caddy for you.
That's a lot of hills.
Guys. Come on, you're Jeff Meadus. Let's go.
Listen, you ever walk Bethpage Black? We might have to carry Jeff after a while.
Matter of fact, that is a...
It's a tough walk without a bag of clubs.
Better double knot those shoes, man.
That's
you get three golf balls. That's all you get in your bag, Jeff.
That's right. All right, 7:30. We got to take a break here. We're a little late here. When we come back, we will discuss the PGA Championship. A couple of big names near the top of the leaderboard. We'll get Steve Barkowski's take on what he has seen so far from Quail Hollow. Tim Freeze, PGA Pro from Transit Valley, he's down there working the event, and we'll get his take in hour number two. And we may have some guests along the way here from Fox Valley as well. So we're at the Western New York PGA Cabin here in Lancaster at the Fox Valley Club. Steve Barkowski, Kevin Sylvester, Jeff Meadus, I'm Brian Colesiel. More Tee to Green coming up here. We're on for 2 hours today till 9 a.m. on WGR. Welcome back, Tee to Green, here at the Cabin, the Western New York PGA Cabin, here at Fox Valley Club in Lancaster. Brian Colesiel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Meadus, and the Executive Director of the Western New York PGA, Steve Barkowski, with us here. We're talking PGA Championship. Yes, it is time now for our Encore Golf and Cobra Puma Golf check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. They are at Quail Hollow this week for the fourth major of the year, and Hideki Matsuyama, who won last week in Akron, is tied for the lead with Kevin Kisner. Matsuyama, a very impressive 7-under par round yesterday. He's 8-under for the tournament. Kevin Kisner is also tied at -8. He was 4-under yesterday, so Matsuyama just was lights out in Akron, and right now you'd say is in the driver's seat. He and Kisner at -8. Jason Day's putter is heating up. He is at -6, 2 off the lead. Francisco Molinari, a nice strong finish to his round yesterday. He's amongst a three-way tie for the lead that includes Louis Oosthuizen and Chris Stroud, who has to finish some holes this morning on his round. It was called due to darkness last night. So some groups did not finish. They're out of the course this morning right now. And three under par groups include three recognizable names, Ricky Fowler, Paul Casey, and Justin Thomas. Thomas yesterday had a 5-under par round yesterday. Other news and notable names here, Brooks Koepka, the U.S. Open champion, is amongst the only 11 golfers that are under par. He is -1. Other names of note probably that people are interested in, well, let's see how Jordan Spieth's quest is going here for the Grand Slam. Not the greatest. He is at +3, shot a 2-over yesterday, and is 11 off the lead. No one in the history of the PGA Championships come back from double digits after two rounds. So history would say that the Grand Slam talk will have to wait at least for one more year there. The runner-up at the Open, Matt Kuchar, is also at +3. John Rahm had a great day one, had a very bad day yesterday. 4-over round, he is also at +3. Rory McIlroy, one shot better, is at +2. Some of the big names that will not be playing the weekend. I should mention the defending champion, by the way. Jimmy Walker is +8. He won't play the weekend. Jim Furyk +12. He's not going to play the weekend, as will not Phil Mickelson.
First time he in 22 years,
plus
I heard.
11.
Yeah. Phil Mickelson loves that golf course.
He's had great track record there as well.
He used to love that golf course.
Absolutely.
I think he's in the coast mode.
So,
Mr. Mickelson.
Really?
That's what I think. Yeah, he's plus 11. He got rid of his caddy. He's doing other things. Yeah, he's almost 50. Yeah.
Let's get a quick thought on Matsuyama. Tore up Firestone last week, 61 final round, reminiscent of what Tiger had done at that tournament in terms of just the quality of play. Yesterday, that second nine after the rain delay came and guys were actually able to hit at pins, he was locked in. Now, if there was enough rain that it's going to be softer conditions again today, I mean, he just looks like he is locked in right now with that unique swing where it's like a two-second pause at the top, and then he comes back down. I want you to break down his swing in a second,
right,
Jeff.
Right.
But just
listen, Matsuyama is in that category. He's in that select group, and we don't talk about him enough, by the way. He goes away, but he's in that select group. Spieth, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson,
McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy. I'll even throw Fowler in that group. He's kind of on the outside of it, but I might be missing somebody else. But he's in that group when
they're locked in.
They're on. Yeah. They're nearly unbeatable. And Matsuyama is playing that way right now. He played that way earlier in the year, and he's playing that way now. You know, last week at Firestone, and he's also one of those players that seems to get better. Like when he's on, he gets better as the week progresses. So I expect him. I don't expect him to waver this weekend. I expect him to really give a push there. Kisner, by the way, love that guy. Great guy to root for. You know, he's hitting fairways. And that's only the key at any golf course. But for him, if he's hitting fairways, you know, look out. But Matsuyama, I think, is a better pressure putter than Kisner. You know, if we're just talking about those two leaders right now, Jason Day is going to be the interesting one to me to see what he does today because he's a roller coaster player this year, up and down.
Let's get a thought from Steve and Jeff here on Matsuyama's swing. It's different. There's quite a bit of a pause at the top of his swing. It's maybe something you wouldn't teach, right? But he obviously does quite well with it.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at his swing on video, mechanically it's awesome. But there is that peculiarity in the top of his backswing. He isn't actually paused. I mean, his lower body is starting to go the other way. It's just it's a very slow change of direction where more people have a little bit more dynamic.
It looks like there's a pause, yes.
Right, it looks like there's a pause. He probably was coached up. You never know, it may have been a drill or something that really worked well for him when he was coached up or some part of his personality or makeup that makes him have that type of change of direction. It's not something I'd ever worry about or coach out, but I would never tell someone. They used to tell you a pause at the top. It's more of a feeling as you unwind slowly from the ground up once you get to the top of your backswing. But yeah, obviously powerful, strong man. I mean, just he's got everything you could look for. But the swing, there's zero concern for me with that pause at the top. And I just, when I look at it, I look at the angles and I look at the club face and I look at how his body's turning and his pivot. And I see nothing that I would not like there.
Well, just to add on to that, I mean, you know how good Ernie Els is. He made a comment about Matsuyama and said that when Matsuyama is on, he's the best ball striker in the world. So coming from Ernie Els, he said he's got a work ethic like Vijay Singh. Said he's always the last guy in the range, last guy in the practice area. And I think the biggest difference in his game recently is his putting. He's worked hard on his putting, and you see him making these six-footers now more regularly. So I think that's this.
How about being called the best ball striker in the world by Ernie Els?
Right.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, he's seen a few guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And he, like you say, he's one of the – when he gets hot, I agree with you. He's one of those players. He can go low. He can handle the heat. He's been there. It'll be fun to watch.
I like the comparison to Singh, the work ethic. I think back to earlier this year. The term eludes me, but he was disgusted with how he hit the ball and he almost hold it. He almost hit an ace.
He does
right?
That.
He's just like, oh, yeah.
On his drive sometimes, he lets go of the club with one hand and you think it's off and it's dead center.
It's like Hasek. Like when, you know, Hasek, everything had to be perfect. If things were perfect, he was totally upset with himself. The great seek perfection. And when shots that we deem, now you're watching it and you're like, wow, that's a pretty good shot. And they're mad because they know they missed their spot. The great ones are really hard on themselves. They seek perfection with it, and that's why they get upset when you like, what is he upset about? That's a great shot. No, no. He's going for something better.
You don't have to explain it to me, Kev.
I understand that.
If you look at the face of the clubs with these tour players and even our PGA professionals, it's, you know, the ball spot is so small, and, you know, when you and I maybe go out and hit the ball, it's on the toe.
They're not toe hooking anything. Yeah.
Well, and a lot of that, if you look at the swings now, they're more homogenous than they were 20 years ago, 30 years ago on the tour. You'd see your Corey Pavins or your, you know, some of the outlier type swings, and you don't see much of that now because the instructions got better, the fitness has got better, the players have got better, and he's a product of all that. I mean, all these guys, you can actually look back and these are products of Tiger Woods now because of what he brought to the game.
And you know that someone like Gary Player is rooting for Matsuyama in a week like this because he's all about the glow. Is he every tweet he sends out hashtag global game?
Oh, yeah.
He loves to see it grow across the whole world, and for Matsuyama to win, think about what it would do in Japan, just if he's able to get that done this week.
PGA Junior League, which is one of the PGA of America initiatives, it's a fun scramble event where these kids get jerseys and play around the area and go to national championships. It started in China this year. They're growing the PGA Junior League into China, so it is going into a global game, which is pretty cool to see.
Did I ever tell you guys how the Japanese media teams cover Matsuyama, and Tanahara? It's unbelievable how hard those crews work. And what they'll do is they send out, there's like a team of four that they'll send out with each golfer, right? And they are covered from head to toe.
They got every armband in the world.
They don't want any sun issues, and they're like, it must be cold. I don't know, but I'm just like, I can't believe, but they're running. They are running up the fairways, and so they have someone record. They have two guys recording golf shots for radio in Japan, and they'll run ahead. So one guy will run up, you know, after the tee shot, and he'll call the shot. The other guy will run up to the green to call, and they run the whole course. I'm like, guys, you need to slow down here. Union Kev says you got to slow down. It's really impressive in the passion they have for, their countrymen.
I can't see you running up fairways.
Kevin's looking for the closest golf course.
Right.
Can I hop on?
I do have a strictly no-run policy.
That's right. Before we go to break here, I want to answer a tweet. And I think, Steve, you got the same tweet, too, here. This is listening this morning, Barb Paul. Barb, thank you for listening.
Good morning, Barb.
That's right. She says, I haven't golfed in 20 years. Any suggestions on where to start to get in shape and ready to play again? Steve,
absolutely.
I'll let you take that.
I actually got the email from Barb. So, yeah. Barb, thanks for reaching out. I think you mentioned fitness in the email. There's one place that comes to mind around here locally with fitness, and that's Bob Gosch. He's a PGA professional. It's called Discover Golf Performance. He knows everything about the body and getting your body ready for the golf swing. But sitting across the table from me as well, Jeff Midas, these PGA professionals, really anyone you go to, knows the movement of the body. And what's going to get you ready for how you need to swing the club. And they know they learn your tendencies and what you can do and what you can't do with your body so that they improve your swing based on your physical ability. So what I would say to you, Barb, is, and I'll reply to the email later with a few options for you, but
TPI certified guys would be another way to go through.
Correct.
If you're looking for someone, Mark Rosa, we had him on from Wanaka. Yeah, so you go through these physical screenings, they run you through a series of tests that for movements you need in your golf swing, and then they'll give you stretches or drills or exercises to where you have deficiencies or weaknesses that will inhibit a golf swing so you can overcome those. And that's something golf professionals learn throughout their year. So go see, you see that PGA logo, you know you'll get a very competent, well-schooled instructor.
Absolutely. And Barb, we'll talk about where you're based out of right now, and I'll kind of give you some suggestions based on your area and then help you any way you can.
You mentioned TPI certified. There is another guy, he was an avid listener to the show, Mark over Advantage Fitness on Walden in Lancaster. I think he's TPI.
Okay.
It's a new range that's opening up.
Yeah.
He's going to be hiring a few PGA professionals in there and pretty soon.
Yeah,
it's
so
a
you
pretty
met
exciting
Mark. Yeah,
opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. I had a chance to talk with him, and he's gone through TPI Institute certified.
Yeah,
so
if
you're looking for that.
I did level one and didn't go much further than that with it or started on
obviously.
It. Yeah, but yeah.
Well, it's funny. You look at the tour players now compared to the tour players back in the day. Mm-hmm. they're so fit and in shape compared to back in the day with John Daly and
oh, yeah. Craig Stadler.
Yes, exactly.
Jeff Walrus. Hey, I hearken back to those days. Yeah. I admire those guys. Yeah. You know?
Kevin, you are more of an old school guy.
Well, I remember playing in tournaments. Everybody smoked cigarettes, so you'd be on the tee. Hey, got a dirt? Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. My goal actually is, and I explained this, to my doctor. So this is ahead of my annual physical next week. Listen,
you're prepping him right now.
Yeah, I'm prepping him right now. Look, I've spent a lot of money on some suits and clothes. I need to stay in those. You know, if I lose a lot of weight, then I got to buy new stuff. I can't afford that.
Good logic.
So just stay in the size, just going forward.
Sounds good,
right? Isn't that good logic? It's an economic decision, really.
Yeah. Yeah, not a lifetime.
You're thinking about your family at this point.
No, I'm just thinking about me, frankly.
Yeah. All right, time out here from the cabin, the West New York PGA cabin at Fox Valley Club here in Lancaster with Steve Barkowski, Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Koziel. We'll talk a little bit more PGA Championship and also a big championship coming up for the West New York PGA. When we return after this on Tee to Green. We're with you till 9 a.m. this morning on WGR. .751 back here on Tee to Green from the Western New York PGA Cabin at Fox Valley. Brian Koziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas. Steve Barkowski with us for another segment from the Western New York PGA. As we are with you for 2 hours this week. Tim Freeze, PGA Pro from Transit Valley, is down at Quail Hollow working the PGA Championship. He's going to join us in our second hour. We'll also get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. And we'll also get some other things going throughout our second hour here today on WGR. So during the break here, this is what golfers will be talking about on the first tee this morning with their buddies, is did the Bills make a good trade yesterday?
I'm going to give you my 12-year-old son's evaluation of it.
Yes.
One, he says, all right, who wants my Sammy Watkins jersey? And then number two, it's like, we got Jordan Matthews. Oh, he's pretty good. I use him in Madden all the time. So, hey, there you go. There's the – listen, long-term, it makes sense from a business side of things. Yep. On the immediate part, I don't like it immediately because I think Watkins is a more dynamic player than Jordan Matthews. And by dynamic, I mean you can just target him and he can dominate a game.
He can break a tackle and go. Yeah.
Yes. I'm not saying Matthews isn't good. I think Watkins is better.
Right.
Matthews has some health issues too, but Watkins, I think, has long-range health issues for the amount of money you have to put into him. And Brandon Bean said signability twice in that press conference. And I think that's what really came down to it, is this guy going to sign for what we want to pay him? And the answer is no.
It's unfortunate in the fact that there's no one that would disagree that of the four players involved in those trades yesterday, the best player is Watkins.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the discussion that we've been having for years for the Sabres, is try to get those superstars. Those are the reasons that they put you over the top. And ultimately, Doug Whaley probably was thinking that Watkins could be a superstar.
And I want to add Darby,
Right.
Yeah, Darby, as someone commented on BuffaloSportsPage.com, cheap plug right there. Anyways, check it out if you haven't already, BuffaloSportsPage.com. Someone on our story said about Ron Darby, he said, guy was a dumpster fire last year. I'm like, okay, well, there's an appropriate comment. Maybe a little overstated.
I would have made the trade, though. If you put those in front of me, I would say I might have pulled the trigger. It seemed like a good deal.
It's hard to the timing because everybody's really excited at the start of the season. Mm. Had this maybe been done in May.
Correct.
And there's not the anticipation of, hey, maybe the Bills could do well this year finally, then it might have.
Well, and if it didn't happen right after a game, I mean, it was so shocking because Watkins
and he played
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked great, and tell me he wasn't showcased.
Yeah,
come on.
Showcased.
Like, we're not stupid here. Yeah. You came out there. We're running all these plays to Watkins. Well, A, you're going to play him, use him, but that was a showcase move.
So totally. Speaking of showcase, Western New York PGA Championship this week.
Right? We got a
nice
big event.
On the topic of
That's why we bring you in, Jeff.
Yeah. On the topic
professional
of majors.
Radio.
Right, yeah, the topic of big showcases. Cobblestone Country Club.
Cobblestone Creek Country Club.
It's a great
Club.
Place.
Yep.
They hosted in 1997 was their last section championship. John Hecker.
I was there.
Came out victorious.
Yeah, I think that's
Brooklee Country Club head professional. But we run six major championships for our PGA professionals in the area. And our biggest one, I think, our section championship is coming to Cobblestone Creek Monday and Tuesday. So once you're done watching the PGA Championship, if you're around here, come out to Cobblestone Creek, watch some of the best PGA professionals in the area.
I want to make sure Neil Reedy.
Neil Reedy is the head pro there.
There
he's a very good player, very nice guy.
Yep.
We have 54 PGA professionals teeing up. Tee time start 7:30 Monday morning. We'll have live nine-hole scoring the first day. And then the second day, we'll have live hole-by-hole scoring of the professionals. So you can follow right on WNYPGA.com, some of the best pros in the area.
I love that course.
It's phenomenal.
It's impressive.
It's fun to play.
Yeah, it's a visually stunning facility.
Yes.
Yeah, and fun to play. There's room to hit it. You think Freezer will make 14 birdies in two rounds again?
No.
Probably not
there.
That was impressive. No.
Yeah.
That was
greens there. Oh,
but,
no.
Yeah, someone will light it up because there's good players. And
Jay Sutherland's defending his title. He won at Ridgemont last year, and he could be the sixth PGA professional to go back-to-back in this tournament ever. Lonnie Nielsen, I think, has gone back-to-back a few times.
Once or twice.
Do you have odds on these guys?
I do not. I got to stay out of that.
Vegas. Maybe I should start that business.
No.
Yeah, but be sure to follow along. You know, these guys are pretty darn good. And after the excitement of the PGA Championship, this is our biggest championship. Right. So
had a nice facility, great facility. So, I'm disappointed I'm missing it. But those guys are – it's fun to go and play in those type of events. As a golf professional, this is our chance to compete too, you know. So we like to work on our games hard just like the members do. And it pays off when you get to play in a championship like that and play well.
Steve, the cabin here where we're at, inside, I'm just going to tweet out a couple of pictures for those that want to see it, at BrianWGR on Twitter. The Western New York PGA Hall of Fame is here, and it's open to the public, right, if people want to come see it? Is that right?
Yes, we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. We've got some impressive names in our Hall of Fame. You go from the last head pro at Oak Hill Country Club, Craig Harmon, to Jeff Sluman, who's going to be inducted actually into the Hill of Fame at Oak Hill this coming week, to some of the best amateurs in the area. Cookie Berger is one of the best female amateurs in golf in the area here.
Great name, too.
Lancey Smith.
Lancey Smith.
Right.
Lancey Smith.
Yeah, we have a bunch
player.
Of plaques and some memorabilia. We have, I think, Jeff Sluman's trophy in there as well. So anytime you want to come out, give us a call. We'd love to have you out here, walk through really the history of golf.
Oh, the rich history.
In Western New York. Jeff is part of this rich history.
Yeah.
He's the honorary president Western New York PGA.
Did you
I'm
see
part of the rich history.
Well, the whole that montage of Jeff in there?
Yeah. I was going to say, with the Jeff Midas wing.
We've got a safe space. We got a spot safe for Jeff.
Right. Do you see the construction for the whole second floor is all for Jeff?
Right. That's why the cranes are here.
Yeah. Capital campaign starts next week. Meet his wing.
I tried when I was president. They didn't go for it.
Somehow that didn't go through the budget.
No. Actually, we have a lot of history in there. And actually, we just found recently the section championship coming up. We had the past champions dated to, I want to say it was only through about 85. And we found a book that had our champions from 1927. The section started in 25, so we're coming up on our 100-year history. But we have the past champions of our section championship dated back to 1927. There's some pretty good names on there.
Oh, I bet Urzetta.
Yes.
He'd be on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He won the U.S. Amateur, right?
Yes.
He finished second in the U.S. Amateur.
Right.
Mr. Urzetta. Yeah. We've had some good players in this section. Did who else was it? Oh, Hagen, would he have been in our section?
He was, but he was never on
that. He never played in our event? Okay.
No, Walter Hagen is in the Hall of Fame, though.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Yes.
I think he's one of the first ones to be inducted.
Yeah, he's a legend from the West New York area. Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got a bunch of them.
Lonnie Nielsen, who's played on the PGA Tour and played on the Champions Tour and still plays in this area.
I see Nielsen's bag is in there, too.
Yeah.
Was that
PGA Cup?
Was that from the PGA
Cup?
Yeah,
it was PGA Cup.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool spot in there, too. But, no, lots of cool plaques, even just from the Oak Hill, some of the Oak Hill events.
Sure.
All, you know, we were there last week and, of course, rattled off all the incredible major events that have been there, and you've got a lot of memorabilia in there from that, too. So, yeah, it's a pretty cool spot if you want to come by and check it out. Steve, they can just give you a call and
give us a call.
Make sure somebody's here to let them in.
Yeah. During the tournament season, we're out and about running events, but give us a call. Most of the time we're here 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, and come on in and check it out.
Yeah, it is worth the trip, especially if you're out this way. It's pretty neat.
Hey, we always have coffee on too. So
yeah. That's right. Before we let you go, Steve, I know that you've got.
Yeah, if I'm here,
a busy
I'll take you golfing.
Ahead.
How's that?
That's
yeah.
right. That's
there you
awesome.
Go.
Fox.
Before we let you go here, just I know we answered Barb on air, but anybody listening again that has a question about golf, getting back going in it, somebody's gonna watch the PGA Championship this weekend and say, you know what, I should get back playing again, or. Where's their first step?
Their first step is to contact your local PGA professional. And you can, if you want, you can contact me directly and I can send you to the right person in your area, or you can find right online. Go to PGA.com, and you can search your professionals based on your zip code.
There's a ProFinder, it's called, right?
There is a ProFinder. That is your best bet. Find your PGA professional or contact the Western New York PGA, and we'll get you started in the right area. And if you're a parent and you think, wow, that'd be cool if I get my kid invited into or started into the game of golf, mm-hmm. we have amazing opportunities. We had, like I said, 242 junior tour players this year. We're hoping to get even more next year. So contact us for that. We'll hook you up with our junior tour. And, you know, what we do with the Western New York PGA, if you're worried about, hey, I'm not good enough or my kid's not good enough, that's not what it's about. We're trying to get you involved in the game and have some fun. We'll teach you along the way. We'll figure it out, and you don't have to shoot 72 to come out and play.
And what I'd like to say is just because they're at a private club doesn't mean they can't teach people
right.
that aren't members. So reach out to those private clubs mm-hmm. and those golf professionals. Those are the guys that are the best. So reach out to them. Oftentimes they are able to teach you, and they'd love to, because we love getting new golfers. I mean, they're the fun ones to teach. I mean, because
the enthusiasm is really high.
Yeah, the enthusiasm. They're just being exposed to how cool the game is, and you see, I mean, we have this three-holer group at Park Club, and just week to week, watch them get better at three holes and have more and more fun. For me, that's a lot of fun.
Right. And even in the off season, there's indoor teaching spaces that PGA professionals have, and they'd be happy to do it. So
yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Steve, thanks again for having us here today, and I know I will speak for Kevin as well here to say that if you're listening to the show and you like regularly listening to our show, the Western New York PGA is one of the big reasons why we're on the air every week. They're a huge supporter of Tee to Green.
Yeah, you know, each top of the show, you hear liners from it, the people that make the show possible. To be on WGR, and we appreciate, you know, WGR's partnership with the show also. But the Western PGA, thank you to you guys and all your members who help make this show happen.
And all the golf pros that have us on in their shops yep. in the morning, we appreciate it.
And all the comments and the snarky comments that I get from my peers.
You do get some feedback.
You got to continue to
improve, everybody's Jeff. An expert.
That's you know, right. the guys in the first tee over here, they're heckling me. I don't know if they want us to, you know, give the call their opening tee shots or not here, but yeah. we've done that at other places, and it's been with mixed reviews. Some people love it. Some guys
pretty much the same kind of reviews Jeff gets from his colleagues. Mixed. No, I'm kidding.
No, they're not mixed.
Well, I do appreciate you for having me on here, and you know, speaking about the partnership, you know, we're very appreciative for what you do for us. You know, we didn't mention it on this show today, but there's a charitable arm of the Western New York PGA, which is majority of what we do. We want to get people involved in the game of golf. So Jeff Medias and PGA professionals go out and teach veterans for free. They get kids into the game of golf, and the only way we can do things like that are through fundraising efforts. So this Tee to Green show, you gentlemen raised over close to $2,000 for our foundation with the Duster Challenge. So I know our PGA professionals, and myself included, are very appreciative of what you did and how you support our game. So thank you as well for everything.
Our pleasure.
Thank
we you. Hope to double that next year. Oh, that's
it.
Our goal.
Love it.
Yeah, we love doing the show every week, no doubt.
We need a bigger putting green to double the...
Let's start building it.
We'll just have a longer day. We'll just need more beer.
That's all right.
Saturday. Thanks, all day Saturday.
Thanks for letting us borrow Jeff every week for the show, too.
that would be the Park Club we have to thank.
That's
that.
Right, and them as well. Okay, time out here. Thanks to Steve Barkowski from the Western New York PGA. And when we come back, hour number two, Tim Freeze, PGA Pro, is going to join us from Quail Hollow. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week and more to come here as we're at Fox Valley on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.